Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Ballsy's away for the day. He'll be back in on Thursday, actually. Yeah, I don't know. He's got all these days off. Like, I always piss and moan about his days off because, it annoys me. You know, when you got a coworker who's always gone, then you got to pick up the slack for a few days, right? And he gets like 900 days because he's been here for 50 years. So I think maybe it's just jealousy. Although this year will be 10 for me, 10 years. So I get another week holidays. I'm going to rub that into him. I'm going to take it at a real difficult point, too. We'll see when. I'll get even. So I'm packing to move right now. You've heard me talk about this. It's not a fun thing in my life. It's not packing. It can lead to either two things. It can lead to you saying, "My God, we have a whole bunch of crap. Where did we get all this stuff?" Or it can lead you to, "This is all my life consists of. This is all I have. I have no meaning." I am luckily the former, where I have a lot of stuff. Although I'd rather be the latter, because it does make it simple. So I suggest this to you. Throw stuff out along the way. My wife is really good at it. I am not. So there are a couple of things that I have an abundance of, and I don't know why. For instance, shoe cleaner. Why do I have so much shoe cleaner? Not shoe polish. I'm talking cleaner. Like the stuff that they try to upsell you on at Foot Locker. The foaming stuff. How many times have I been upsold? I've got like 5 cans of this stuff kicking around. And guess what? My shoes, miserably dirty all the time. So I have no idea what to do with all this shoe cleaner. So if you need shoe cleaner, call me. I'm your hookup. Also, random screws. Why? I don't know. But I've got a ton of them. Travel mugs. I don't even drink coffee out of a travel mug. I just get Tim's on the way to work. Why do I have so many travel mugs? But I do. Again, random things you find when you're packing. I have no explanation for it, and I don't know why I bought these things along the way. I had to have, because the thing is, they're not like promotional travel coffee mugs, which would make sense to have like a whole bunch of Wolf travel coffee mugs. No, these are all like $30 to-go mugs that I've never touched, but yet we've kept them. The weirdest stuff.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Queen City Rocks is underway right now. Well, it's technically not underway till March, but the entries, we're taking them right now. So if you're in a band, let's go. Get your stuff and go to thewolfrocks.com. Basically, it's a contest where we have rundowns and then we have a final night where we give away a whole pile of prizes. Yes, we have great sponsors on board like Long & McQuaid supplying us with gear and equipment. And, of course, The Exchange with venue rental and security. Kamiki Picks Photography with an awesome photo session. Jim Beam District Brewing Company on board as well. And let's not forget, this year, an added incentive. We've teamed up with a Canadian record label to give you a recording package and distribution to Canadian radio. So this is the year. And I know what you're saying. I don't need no corporate help. Well, that's just dumb. And that's a bad business move. You know who says, "I don't need no corporate help"? Timmy and Doug jumping in mom's station wagon to go play an awesome gig at some reunion in Bruno, Saskatchewan, eating Ichiban along the way and running on fumes. That's who needs that. You need money. And you need success, and that's what Queen City Rocks is about, especially this year. For God's sakes, Weapons just opened up for Theory of a Dead Man, still opening for them across Canada, probably making a little bit of money there. And I know you're saying, it's not about the money, it's about art. Yes, I agree it's about art. But you can't make art for long if you don't have anything feeding you. Do you understand? Queen City Rocks 2020, bigger and better than ever. Nothing against Bruno, Saskatchewan. But for God's sakes, Queen City Rocks winners, the Dead South, they're playing Dublin, Ireland tonight. Yeah, get your stuff in.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
There's no stink like weaponized stink. It's a scary idea, but they are researching, and they're always doing this, by the way, researching the worst smell in the world because they want to make a weapon out of it, a giant stink bomb that could be used on a nation or a city if they have to. And the U.S. government, of course, is all over this because when it comes to weapons, they, invest. So there's this one lady, her name's Pamela Dalton, her name really doesn't matter, but she's a psychologist, and she's one of these researchers, and she's found that the worst smell in the world is designed to mimic the scent of military field latrines. In other words, yeah, bathrooms while the soldiers are out on the field. Yeah, I could see that not smelling very good. I don't know, if you're like me, when I get nervous, I use the bathroom several times. I get the nervous poos. So I could only imagine how I would be in a field of battle. So I understand. But here's what's really scary of this story that, by the way, came out in the New York Times talking about this. They say that there's actually a chemical that is, I forget what it's called, thioacetone. It doesn't matter. It's a long word. And actually, it's probably better that more people don't know the name because then they'll get to try and recreate it. But anyway, there's an incident back in 1889 when they were creating this thio, whatever it is, and they accidentally dropped it. And it made an entire city sick. Like, just a little, a small amount of it leaked out and made everybody through the entire city vomit. Like, just, so, no go. I'm not interested. We all know the worst smell in the world is Ballsy eating hard-boiled eggs. And that's also one of the worst sounds in the world, all combined into one. It's just, it's a mess.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
If you're about to use a work shower this morning, or if you ever use a public shower of any kind, being at the gym or anything like that, here's some advice. Wear sandals. It's disgusting what people will do in public showers, as you'd probably guess, but the numbers are in, and they are very, very disturbing. So the urination in showers, it happens. One in three people admit to doing it. And again, the Costanza principle is they're all pipes. And there's some truth to that. But this part I don't get. Now, the number may not seem high, but the fact that there are even people doing this scares me. We call them waffle stompers. One in 30 people actually defecate in the shower. One in 30. That number is very, very high. That's like the number of people you know that have been to the UK. You think about that. Every 30 people that use the shower, one of them's pooping in it. The numbers continue to disgust me. One in five people spit in the shower. One in four people blow their nose in a public shower. Those numbers seem low. And here's why I'm saying that. Because if you've ever been in a men's locker room, now I have never been in a ladies' locker room, and I will say that proudly, and ladies, yes, that's true. I've never been in a ladies' locker room. But a men's locker room, I will hear pretty much at least 50 to 60% of men will farmer blow in a shower after a workout and spit in showers constantly.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.